you partake of that last offer cut or disappear into the potter's ground. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes on the marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wigs. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, Lo Shalom, Lo Shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured 100 weight and penny pounds. When the man comes around.
Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy, and I'm joining you live tonight, live from Hallelujah Acres, right here in our little encampment here in East Tennessee. Glad to have you aboard. Got a great program, part three of the Signs of the Sons. Did you know that the Bible says that Yahweh created the heavens and the earth, and that he chose 12 consolations. This is by divine nobles who has set the agenda for the strange things that Yahweh has chosen before the foundation of the world. And the heavens declare his glory. Well, ladies and gentlemen, part of his glory is his sons. That's his main glory. Without his children, he's nothing. And without Yahweh, his children are nothing. So, they became his children before the foundation of the world. They came to the earth to sort of set the record straight. And the Bible says that these things are written that you might believe. And so a portion of Israel, meaning the sons, the 12 tribes, have certain aspects and sons and the signs to live in. And we go through the 12 compartments, if you will, of the complete revolution of the mind of the Father. Now, the Bible says that we know in part, and the Bible says that we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then he does away with those things which are in part. And that's quite logical to say that. So we're going to get into the signs of the 12 sons of Jacob. We're going to start with Aries, and it's the home of the planet Mars. It has an influence, and it's a planet of dynamic energy. Now, if you watch someone under the Aries sign, they have a great vital force, and it finds its expression in the children of Aries as the ultimate. They bubble over with life. They have energy to such an extent that it is often very difficult to curb them sufficiently to hold them within the bounds of safety and common sense. Most of them are daring, energetic, full of life, and they are aggressive to a degree, and they always want to lead, for they scorn to follow. Turbulent, radical, and all their thoughts and ideals and actions. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you will, that sounds a lot like the sons of Jacob, meaning that every characteristic of these ideals are in the sons of Jacob. They are greedy before the fruits of their labor. They can never get enough. And no matter how much they earn, they are generally poor, for they spend as freely and as thoughtlessly as they earn. They make splendid foremen and overseers. For being so full of vital energy and ambition of themselves, they have a faculty of infusing their energy into the subordinates of the workforce around them when necessary. For being too impulsive and reckless, they lack the ability to originate for themselves. Now, they are very serious and ardent in all that they undertake. They cannot go into anything half-heartedly. And therefore, if they once espouse a cause, whether it be social, political, or religious, they will work for the cause with all of the vim and vigor and the energy that they can produce. But if, on the other hand, an Aries child becomes addicted to something like a vice, the whole intensity of it then is turned towards the gratification of that peculiar or that particular part of its lower nature. And so then, Aries should guard their very nature in their lust for the gratification of the flesh man. They make great spiritual beings, and they're action people. And so then it's very, very necessary to set before them by precept and example the noblest and best form of conduct of which they're capable. For this is probably the most impressive sign in the zodiac, or the Maseroth. And the habits formed, the lessons learned in childhood and youth will generally cling to the Aries throughout most of their life. They either make him very good or very bad. There's not much gray area in an Aries. Be particularly careful to make sure that they abstain from alcohol and drugs, for if an Aries child becomes addicted to that which is beyond saving, and it often turns in to a subject of failure. So the Aries have a very strong strength, but they also have a very addictive weakness. Now, these children are born into the world under the sign of March the 20th to March the 21st. That is the sons of Aries. The children of Taurus are next in line, for they're born on April the 21st to May the 22nd. On the 21st of April, the sun son enters the sign of the bull. Though, and if it remains in that sign until the 20th of May, therefore children born between those dates partake in a great measure of the characteristics of this sign. Taurus is ruled by Venus. It is the planet of love, and therefore the children of thought have basically amiable and kind dispositions. But when they once have conceived an ideal, they cling to it with stubbornness. They are very resentful or contradictory and very difficult to convince that they have made a mistake. But when one has succeeded in showing them that they are wrong, their inherent love of justice and truth will prompt them to acknowledge their mistakes and to rectify them. They have a very strong and determined will, so that when they set up a goal for themselves or have made up their minds to do anything, they usually keep on working with patience and persistence until they make a success of whatever that they undertake. They also have good executive ability and make strong leaders. They are very capable to take a leading position where they have others under their command. Although they are amicable and agreeable when in the company of others, they have a strong tendency to seek solitude and to become self-centered. They seem to set up unconsciously a barrier between themselves and other people, so that it is difficult to become intimately acquainted with them. Taurus children are very keen in their desires for material possessions, and they usually are very fortunate also in acquiring them, for besides having great earning power, the Taurus themselves are often the recipients of inheritance. But they do not want wealth for the sake of having it as much for the pleasure and comfort in which they get out of it. They are very fond of comforts and luxuries, art, music, drama, and other refining influences of life. The children of thought have an abundance of vitality to start with, but they are very apt to go to excess in work or play. They waste their energy and become ill as a consequence when they overindulge in either work or play. They are particularly attracted to the pleasures of the table. They revel in rich foods, which later give them the tendency of having digestive troubles. Enlargement of the liver, heart disease, and congestion of the kidneys is prominent among a Taurus. These diseases are very apt to make them uncomfortable in later life. Therefore, parents should inoculate them, or inculcate them, above all things, the virtue of the being frugal, not only by precept, but by example. For these Taurus children are very quickly and readily see that mother and father tell them to eat little, but they eat all they want themselves. They should also be taught to take plenty of exercise as a means to promote health. For the children of the Taurus are rather indolent in their manner. However, as said before, that they have a most wonderful vitality, particularly if they are born at sunrise, and although they may become subject to the diseases mentioned, they will usually have a long life and a fair measure of general good health, wealth, and happiness. So the Taurus is a strong personality. I've lived with one, as I've said, for over 50 years, and I know a Taurus quite well. They're very grounded, they're very earthy, they love their home life, and they love their independence and their surrounding. They want it to remain. They hate change. For the Taurus, which is, if you will, the second sun sign of the signs of the sun, which Israel is incorporated through the heavens and Yahweh's the work of his hands. Now, the children of Gemini, born on May the 22nd through June the 22nd, in this sign in the heavens, the children of Gemini are wonderfully quick-witted, bright. They also have the ability to express themselves clearly and distinctively and well to the point. Therefore, they are always reckoned to be good company. Conversation never lags when you are in the presence of a Gemini. In fact, they are sometimes given to monopolizing the conversation entirely. But then they are often so interesting that other people are glad to listen. They acquire learning very rapidly and are very well informed on most subjects when they apply themselves to pursue such things. They have an excellent memory, so that they have won what they have won is not lost. That is, of course, provided that their sign is otherwise well aspected and configured. Where it is seriously afflicted, we find the faults of the Gemini pointing in the opposite directions, as well as the Taurus. These tendencies are promoted when they may be inveterate chatterboxes, shunned by everybody who can possibly get out of their way. The great point to remember is with the children of the sign of Gemini is that they have the ability of expression, and a great deal may be done during the days of childhood to mount the character in such a way that is molded to that which it expresses itself in a manner congenial to others and to the general benefit of the sign and its surroundings, and that will be a great help in later life. The children of Gemini are, generally speaking, very kind, affable disposition, easy to get along with. They are able to adapt themselves to other people and to circumstances so that they become all things to all men. And in that way, they usually make many friends and few enemies. They are of a roving disposition. They love to travel about from one place to the other. They excel in scientific clerical activities as agents or representatives of others, where their mercurial talents find an avenue for expression. From the moral point of view, it is not good, for they have to have a flexible nature. The children of Gemini are only too easy made victims of flattery, and therefore have to be led unconsciously into paths of wrongdoing, and it should be that the aim of the parents who are raising a Gemini to hold them up before the ideal of the straight and the narrow path. Emphasize the ideal in their minds that is never to be severed from under any consideration. The children of Gemini are very high-strung, nervous, and therefore they are easily wearied and irritated, which is reflected in their actions and bodily health. On the account of parents who have children born in this sign ought to be very lenient with them in their flashes of temper, for they are very quick-spoken under wrath. They need a soothing answer rather than a reproof, in order that they may be helped to overcome while they are young and to strengthen their moral constitution in that respect. And when this sign of a Gemini child is afflicted, there is a very apt way to become the disorder in the body, especially the lungs. And Gemini children will be much helped if they are taught proper breathing exercises and calisthenics. It will at least minimize the tendencies to entirely overcome them. Gemini children usually grow very tall and straight. They are fine-looking people with a quick walk and brisk movements, and they may be either light or in their complexions, it may be that they are sometimes paler than usually according to the placement and configuration of the planets in their signs. In this, the children of Gemini are very unique, that they grow very tall and straight. The children of Cancer is the next sign born under the sign of June the 22nd to July the 23rd. Now, the Cancer sign is a water sign. It is one of the weakest signs in the zodiac or the Maserath as far as vitality goes. And when it's upon the eastern angel of a person's sign, it always gives a rather weak body. But usually this does not apply to the children born during the time when Sun is in Cancer. And so then Sun would make a stronger Cancerian, for the Sun is the giver of life. And these children are therefore more fortunate with respect to vitality to those children who have Cancer rising or going away from the Sun. The children of Cancer are very timid and returning, yet they want and need friendship. They often seek sympathy, though they are very sensitive about seeking it. But when they get acquainted, they can at times be very exacting with their friends, even autocratic in their ways of ordering them about. At the same time, it must be said that they are very conscientious in all things entrusted to them. They use considerable discretion in whatever they do, so that one may safely trust them to keep a secret, or to execute a commission, or to follow an order. The sign of Cancer is ruled by the restless moon, and therefore change of residence, position, vocation, and all other matters are quite frequent in the lives of these sons of the signs of Cancer. At the time, they cannot be called fickle and flippant, for they are very tenacious whenever they have undertaken to do a certain work or undertaken a certain obligation. They stay by it until it is finished. Neither do they run haphazard into anything. In fact, there are times when they are inclined to be too cautious, especially when there is danger or injury possibilities. They are almost cowards in this respect, as they are often given to anxiety and worry. But once committed, worry and anxiety ceases, and they work feverishly for the cause which they're dedicated to. Now, here comes a sign that is here in the sign of Leo. Now, the Leoian is born July the 23rd to August the 24th. the sign Leo, and of course we have his sign in the heavens, Leo the Lion, is ruled by the life-giving sun, and it is called the royal sign of the Maserati. Therefore, it confers upon the children which are born under its influence a noble, ambitious, aspiring nature. And that's true, ladies and gentlemen, whether it be male or female. They are beings of nobility and lofty. They have character that themselves, they scorn mean and sordid things, nor will they stoop to do a low act, even under great provocation, or the strong urge of self-interest. The love of nature of a Leo is strong and ardent. No inconvenience or sacrifice is too great to serve those that they love. They are very loyal and true friends through thick and through thin. Leo is a fixed sign and gives his children considerable willpower that is lacking in so many of the children of the other signs, so that they are usually able to win their way to the top despite any handicap or obstacle that may come their way. They are very fixed in their opinions, and if they espouse any cause, they will usually stay by it and work for it in a most enthusiastic manner. They never do anything half-heartedly. For Leo, being a fiery sign, endows them with power, vitality, and enthusiasm. It also gives its children a good memory of the sons of this sign. The foregoing tendencies are indicated that when the sun is fairly well aspected in the sign, but it is afflicted by Mars or may have any of the malfits, the nature is changed in them so that the person becomes bombastic, blustering, domineering, one not to be trusted in any department of life, and an unfaithful, amorous husband or wife, ladies and gentlemen. And it is for sure that the Leo is one of the strangest in the entire signs of the suns, if the foregoing tendencies are indicated that when the sun is fairly well aspected in the sign, but it is afflicted by Mars or any of the malefics, the nature which changes them from a loyal to a disloyal friend to an unfaithful husband that was faithful, or wife in this sense. They, on this principle, the sun is very good when it is on the principle that the highest light always casts the deepest shadow. The principal fault of the Leo is a quick temper, but they do not hold spite, and when shown to have been wrong, they are always ready to apologize or to repent and to make amends. They are magnanimous even to their bitterest enemies. So the sign of Leo comes in a very, very well-respected phase of the birth sign. Now, the next is the children of Virgo. Now, remember, under the sign of Virgo, the Messiah was born. Now, being born under the sign of Virgo, the Virgin, that brought forth the child, and the next sign of reasoning would be Libra. He was weighed in the balance. He was not found wanting. He was the only one found not lacking in the ability to devote the supreme sacrifice of himself. So Virgo, the sixth sign, and the sixth sign represents man. In this case, the offspring from the Virgo, the virgin, who brought forth a son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, and that was God, Yahweh, in a flesh body, made manifest. It is ruled by Mercury. It's the planet of reason and expression and dexterity. It is said that with considerable truth that love is blind. For were one to see the faults in the beloved, one of the master passion would never find the expression sought. Therefore, the children of Virgo, who are governed so much by intellect, are not sympathetic, but inclined to be at times cynical, critical, and skeptic of anything that is not scientifically demonstrated to the reason and senses of the intelligence of the understanding of the Virgo in front of you. They're quick mentally, though only too often included to strain at the net, and through the seldom swallow the camel, they get into a rut where they become narrow-minded and bigoted. They are rather lazy themselves and fond of taking things easy, but they like to drive others, and they can be very masterful with subordinates. On that account, they often cause the enmities of a lasting nature, but whenever they become friendly with anyone, they also make very good, loyal, deep friends and treat their friends well beyond a doubt. The mercurial disposition infused by this sign brings many changes of environment, and therefore new associations and friendships are constantly being formed. They are very acquisitive and always looking out for ways and means of bettering themselves, both financially, socially, and economically, and seek that same will to be found in others. It may be also said that they deserve promotion, for they are very industrious to a degree where they see a reward may be gained thereby. As Paul said, keep your eye on the prize before you. Well, the Messiah, in his strength and in his rage of his critics, said to us, O foolish men, when they wouldn't believe his words, he acted in his intelligence to wonder why that they would doubt his very being to be right. He was appointed, and a Virgo has a tendency to be a perfectionist. Everything with the Messiah had to be correct and on time. It had to be written, and it had to be verified and proven, and so he was on time verifying all of the works that he had to do. When he said it is finished, he laid down his life in perfection, the very sign of a Virgo. They are also very ingenious and versatile, fond of study of science, particularly chemistry, diet, very high on hygiene, and many among them become extreme food faddists. As Virgo is the sixth sign, these people take on a sixth house characteristic and are therefore very sensitive to suggestions of ill health, so that they very could become enmeshed in the tentacles of disease that frequently lack the necessity, willpower to extricate themselves, with the result that they usually become chronic individuals, or perhaps rather, they think themselves so, for it may be said that these people seem to resent any effort to cheer them up or to get them out of the clutches of their particular illness, real or fancied. They seem, in fact, to enjoy bad health, and they are always looking for sympathy. Though, as we note in the beginning of this reading, that they are very slow to grant the same to others. If they keep out of the clutches of disease, they often become excellent in their professions and have a splendid influence among those that are sick, often caring more for those than for those that are healthy around them. And so then, they are very concerned about the sick. And the Messiah said, I come to heal the sick. I come to cast out devils. And so then, the children of Virgo, the Virgin, in a characteristic of 1/12 of the equation, which we all ingrain a certain portion of these abilities from each sign. Those who are wise, those who are studied, those who are grounded in the faith, would seek the wisdom to learn from either all of those around them who have these different aspects of degrees of differences, learning how to reconcile, learning how to compromise, learning how to prefer your brother above yourself or your sister in that matter, and learning the challenges of the information, for we are certainly void of the characteristics of the whole complete mind of the 12 signs of the sons of our Father. Take the strength. Build the character instincts of the weaknesses. Work on that which you know is weak in you. Excel in the strong points to help others. The children of Libra, born September the 23rd to October the 24th. Now, let's hurry, for time is running out on the 12th sign. Libra is the 7th sign of the zodiac. The children which are born under this sign are ruled by the planet of love, which is Venus. The symbol of Libra and the pictorial zodiac is a pair of scales. And this instrument describes graphically the principal characteristic of the children of the sign of Libra. They're very arrogant in anything they do. They take up a vocation or an avocation with a zeal and enthusiasm, which for the time being excludes all of the things from their consideration. But after a while, they may drop it just as suddenly and take up something else as a trade, which is could become a fad or a hobby, and they pursue that with an equal energy and absorbent interest, as they always seek a balance, and they are noted to find that balance in anything that they do, or at least they always seek it. This is one fact of their principal fault, as they find it very difficult to settle down to anything definite and continue it with patience, persistence, until they have achieved the success. Libra is a sign where the sun changes from the northern to the southern hemisphere. It crosses the equator at that point, and consequently, the sun is very weak at that point. It is a great life giver going down into the dark winter months, and therefore Saturn, the planet of darkness, is exalted in Libra. Thus we find two natures very markedly expressed in children that are born under this sign. One is the sign, which is cheerful and optimistic. The other of the Saturn, which is morose and melancholy. And this expresses itself in the changeable nature of the Libra children. Sometimes they are up in the seventh heaven, optimistic and enthusiastic, cheerful and happy, and then just as suddenly, they're without any seemingly cause, the scale swings, and they seem to be down in the dumps, worry, and they're very melancholy, just as it had not a friend in the world. As a matter of fact, they make many friends, for they have a basic kind disposition engendered by the Lady of Libra, Venus. But also, they also have a quick temper, though fortunately, they do not hold spite. They're exceedingly fond of pleasure in general, particular lean toward art and music, or show their interest and skills in such a thing. Now we'll come to the children of Scorpio, and they're born from October the 24th to November the 23rd. Scorpio is again ruled by Mars, the planet of dynamic energy. And therefore, the children of the Scorpion sign, during that month when the sign is passing through the sign, are filled with a force that must have an outlet somewhere or somehow. They partake in all marital qualities, either good or bad, and according to the way of the sun, which is placed and expected, and they're always ready to take up an argument or a fight, either on their own behalf or for someone else that they feel has been shortened, and they are never content with half measures. Either they go to one extreme or to the other, whether it be good or bad. Those who show the good side of Scorpio have splendid, constructive, executive abilities. They are ready always to sacrifice themselves for the good of others by rebelling against oppression, or in other ways, unselfishly working for the cause that they have espoused. But those who show the bad side of Scorpio, or the weaker side, and we all have a positive negative, not only refuse to work themselves, but become very frequently ready to incite others to anarchy and lawlessness and destruction. These people are social firebrands and are very dangerous to the community when they are on the negative side of that fire of that sign. But there is one redeeming feature about the Scorpio, that is that they are not underhanded. Whatever that they do, Scorpios have, children of Scorpio, they are very uncertain temper. They can be very sarcastic with their tongue that bites like the sting of a scorpion under their sign. When the turn of the side of their nature, therefore, the parents are forced with raising them, should take them in hand as early as possible and teach them self-control by every means within the power, also to strive to soften the Mars ray that instills into them a more kindly spirit. But this may be very difficult because the sign of Scorpio gives a very determined nature. Still in childhood years, it is plastic to a certain extent and can be best worked upon them because they always have a very strong and vivid imagination with a clear, sharp, and penetrating mind. Also, a personal magnetism that makes them very attractive to those within whom they come in contact. They seem to almost be contented in military life. They love discipline, and they love to inflict discipline Where there is a sharp and a strict discipline, they thrive. Particularly, care should be given and taken to teach these children the hygienes of the life, of the cleanliness of the soul, for the sign of Scorpio rules the generative and alimentive organs whose functions are stimulated by the presence of the sun in Scorpio. So that if that person is not morally or physically clean, both in body and in mind, and most of them are, much trouble could be expected. These children also make excellent surgeons, and if they are taught to use surgery only for constructive purposes, they can do a great deal of good in the world, and this all depends in a considerable measure upon the early training, for there is a destructive side of the Scorpio nature, which would make it very dangerous from the spiritual viewpoint for such a person to take up a vocation that offers scope for malpractice. They would, in this sense, contract a very heavy debt under the law of consequence, which must be paid in sorrow and suffering in later life. So the children of Scorpio, very fiery, very gifted in pursuing the strict disciplines. They love discipline, and they love everything in order. And so then, the Scorpio has a great deal to offer under this sign. Now we're getting to the children of Sagittarius. These are born in November 23rd to December the 22nd. Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter, the great benefit planet. And it may be said generally that those who are born while the sun is in the sign of the sun from November the 23rd to December the 22nd, these are very well liked in society where they move. They are of a hearty and jovial disposition. They're princes among men. Hath a fellow well met. And their acquaintances are generally glad to see them whenever they appear. There are two distinct classes born under this sign in the pictorial sign that offers a Sagittarius. It's represented as a centaur, half horse and half man. And one class of these come from its birth under its influence are well described by the animal part thereof. For they are a very sporty nature, ready to gamble on the speed of a horse at long odds or to stake their last dollar on a game of cards. They're very daring and they pursue. They are fond of a good time, right straight through, and their moral nature is of a low grade under this bottom sign, aptly described by the animal part of the symbol, so that they have to scramble to make amends. And once their appetites and passions and desires are conquered, they make excellent men and women to go out and to do heartily and jovial disposition jobs, and they are, as it said, princes among men, where they have a lot of respect. Those who are lacking in respect for both law and ordinary morals, hence they are often bound among the criminal class. But those children of Sagittarius, symbolized by the human part of the upper centaur, aiming the bow of aspiration at the stars, they are different from the above as day and night, for they are extremely idealistic, moral, law-abiding, noble characters who win the respect of society in general and particularly of all with whom they come into contact. Therefore, they become in time pillars of society and receive positions of honor and preferment in these signs. These make wonderful and admirable lawyers, judges, and such like if they devote their energies to the upper part of the human aspects of their mind. The Sagittarius are usually excellent conversationalists, and they have a quick and ready wit and are fond of indulging in oratory. Their expositions of memory and interesting ways of relating experiences always hold the audience spellbound. They are very proud and have a great confidence in themselves. Now let's get to Capricorn as we hurry. Born through December the 22nd to January the 20th, Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, the planet of subtraction. Therefore, the vitality of these are great. They are very much subject to colds, and their principal source of danger is falls and bruises. The children of Capricorn usually are bashful and timid in the presence of strangers, but when they become people that they are used to, they show their domineering nature and endeavors to make everybody around them conform to their will, and they are very demanding. The Saturnian quality of the sign makes them very jealous and suspicious of the motives of others. Therefore, they are very fond of detective work. They will follow a trail with unerring instinct and unwavering perseverance. They never give up as long as there is the remotest chance of success, and so then they have in their pursuits, in their ambitions of other people, they have splendid executive abilities. Because of the unusual qualities of forthright and concentration conferred by Saturn, those who are born in these signs can often have, for their marriages, they are seldom at ease, and if they enter into that state of the union, which is usually childless or children are few, as they are very timid. Now, the children of Aquarius, born through January the 20th to February the 19th, the children of Aquarius, and we're fishing into that age, which is very interesting, they're a rather shy, retiring nature. They like to keep their own company and counsel more than, which is good for them, for it is bent in the nature that is allowed full scope. They have a tendency to breed melancholy and make them reclusive. They have a quite assuming manner, which gains many friends for them, and their home life is usually ideal. They are generally affectionate and of a very sweet and kind disposition. They are always ready to defer to the opinion of a loved one and are ready to yield a point for the sake of harmony. Besides Aquarius being a fixed sign, they are very constant in their affection as well as to other things. Aquarian is an intellectual sign, and its children usually have a good mentality. Because of the Saturnine rulership, it gives them depth of the mind. It gives them intuition and inclination towards science, literature, and philosophy, often excelling. They are remarkable, persistent, and whatever they undertake, and this sign, which is now coming into the present age, reflects the very mood. It is the 11th sign by the 11th house. Therefore, the children of Aquarius are usually well-liked among their associates and have many friends. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, as I try to close this out very quickly, the children of Pisces are a marked negative disposition, subject to varying moods, and like the children of Aquarius, very sensitive to the mental atmosphere in their environment. For that reason, it is of the greatest importance that parents who raise these children should guard them during childhood against the influences of bad companions, for the old proverb about bad company corrupting good manners applies with tenfold the strength that is attributed to these children, for they will absorb evil or good with equal faculty. So until they have learned to choose for themselves the good things, it is necessary for leadership and natural guardians to shield them. Also, they have a strong tendency to mediumship. And if they are taken into seances, there is a great danger that they may become controlled or very involved or carried away. Moreover, having such an extremely flexible nature, they can never exert sufficient willpower to free themselves from the influences of the things they've been subjected to if it is in the way to ruin their whole life. These children are very peaceful. They suffer injury rather than fight for their rights, not because they do not care, but that they are very jealous, especially when born in the latter part of the sign. But because of the Piscean nature in is adverse to exertion, and generally they do not want to take the trouble to fight for the rights. In plain English, they are basically lazy. Therefore, the parents should see that a certain amount of work is allotted to them and keep their moody ways and their minds from wandering, for in the habits that are formed and the nature at their young age, this can be carried over in the positive aspects of where the Piscean becomes, on the upper scale, very, very spiritual and very, very religious in his nature. And he makes actors, they're great actors, and they make ministers, and these habits and tendencies, when are perfected in the righteous way, they make wonderful soul growths to those around them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have the 12 signs of the 12, the sons of the sun, and we want to give it to you. It's just sort of the characteristic. And we could go through in teaching you about the characteristics of the signs in the houses, and the signs in the cardinals, and the signs in the fixed, and the signs in the mutable, and the four aspects of the four winds, and the four natures of the mind that is broken up in 4 × 3 = 12. It is a most wonderful aspect to know yourself. Learn the characteristics of your birth sign. Get you a birthstone. Look into the color. And find the reasoning and carry it with you always. Never be without it, because it means much for you to be grounded in the quartz and the stones, because the Bible said if these hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Well, we've got to get off here for our time is gone, but we've enjoyed being with you tonight. We're live here on WWRB 3.185, Clear Channel around the world, sponsored for tonight by Dr. Gary and Brother Paul. And we would suggest that you contact us here at area code 423-626-2172. You can write me before this series of the signs of the suns. And we'd like to take a lot of time to get into the depth of the meaning of your spirit man who is hidden in the heavens, who is crowned and ready to assume the real you when you put off this vehicle of flesh. You can call me at area code 423-626-2172. Write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. We'll see you come Monday evening along about 9 o'clock. Yahweh bless you, and we love you.